I was walking my dogs down Broadway toward Earhart last week, and a lady who looked a little familiar spoke to me like I was very familiar. On occasions like this happen, she seems to know me, but how exactly? I'll flip through my mental Rolodex and listen carefully for contextual clues. A few sentences in, she mentioned Sister Brittany. Sister Brittany. None of the Dominicans are named that. No, Sister Mac has gone down to the Pine Street Apartments, but Brittany. Oh, okay. Sister Brittany Bro, our social worker, married, mother of three. Got it. This neighbor had interacted with Brittany a handful of times, and when you're in ministry, you need more than a little Mr. or Mrs. title. It was a touching little encounter, one reminding me how important that social worker position is, one reminding me that the greatest moral statement we make in many ways is with our budget. On its face, that sounds odd, but our spending must match our beliefs. A small lesson from our staff expansion, an original message from the early church. The community of believers was of one heart and mind. There was no needy person among them. Our first reading today is striking by its expression of accord in the community and how it seems to be tied to proper use of finances. Even Barnabas, son of encouragement, as his nickname means, seems to get that title in some way because of selling a piece of property and bringing the proceeds to the apostles. As our St. Rita community, we have to be aware of this powerful interplay, seeing how budgets can link our worship here to life out there. Personally, too, it's a good periodic reflection. Not that Father Peter wants you to tithe more, that's not the meaning of this homily, but just a reflection on what my spending says about myself from time to time is helpful. A budget is a great moral statement. Just ask Sister Brittany.